Well, David Harby is from the Lincolnshire branch of Rail Future. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Is this the upside to roadworks, then? People being forced out of their cars and onto the trains?
Well, I don't know, as you say, the upside to roadworks, because, of course, I've been caught in that roadworks a few times myself. But what I would say is that it gives people the opportunity to actually see how convenient the train can be. I mean, I've had a look at the fare from Meveringham, and believe it or not, a weekly season ticket is £16.10. Well, it was going to cost you that much in petrol.
Some of the quotes from people interviewed there, some commuters saying numbers have quadrupled, they think, and somebody else saying at least twice as many people using the train. So I suppose that gets people who perhaps don't use a train normally on to see how convenient it could be.
Well, yes, I think there's a lot of instances where people see in the media that trains are expensive and they think, oh, well, it's just not an option. But there is a lot of cases in these short journeys like this, like Meveringham into Lincoln, perhaps Market Race and journeys like that, where it's very competitive with the car when you take into account all the car parking charges.
So you think that if some people realise how much it could cost them to travel by train, that it's a trend that we'll see continue once the roadworks are completed, or do you think people will just jump straight back into their cars?
I'm sure there's some will stay on the train. Because if you live reasonably convenient to a station like Meveringham, and you work in the centre of Lincoln, if nothing else, it's probably going to be quicker. I mean, it's just the same from the north end. I mean, from Market Raisin, when you think how long you can sit in the traffic jam from the bypass down into Lincoln City Centre, the train takes less time than that to get from Market Raisin. You know, it's a similar sort of situation, and from Highcombe actually as well.
But I suppose rail companies have to react to numbers, though, and people using the train. Our reporter said that there were two carriages, they were packed, people were standing up. If more people start using trains, would they have to think about things like more carriages?
Well, they have to think about it. Real problem with carriages with diesel trains is actually where do they get them from? There's none been built for 10, 15 years. And we're actually reliant on diesel trains coming from elsewhere, particularly like northwest, where they're busy electrifying the routes. And then we'll get the diesels that are released when they start using electrics. So we're talking what, 2 or 3 years probably. But there should be some more diesel trains around.
I mean, there's been an increase in people using the train, some commuters are saying, because of the roadworks. Do you think, though, in general, we need to do more to get people off the road and onto the trains and public transport?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it is the most sustainable way to travel, to get in. And often, actually, it's the easiest way to use the train instead of the car.
Well, hopefully people will realise that now. They've been forced off the road because of the roadworks on the Cannock Road area. That's David Harby. Thanks for speaking to us this morning from the Lincolnshire branch of Rail Future.